close our eyes, relax our bodies. We're going to turn our attention inward. To remove our attention from the outside world and from our thinking mind, the mind of thoughts and worries and plans and all that activity, and to bring our awareness, that is, what we are paying attention to, our internal experience, our inner self, our interior world. We do that by becoming aware of what we feel and sense inside us. Our breathing, of the movement of energy through our body, maybe aware of tension or pain or holding or blocked energy. Is to keep that focus within. Don't let your mind grab your attention. Don't let your body distract you. Don't let the outside world call you out. Notice as you pay attention to your internal self is that you are not your thoughts. Your thoughts are an activity of your mind. Your mind. Your mind at work, and you are bigger and more than your mind. You are other than your mind. Your mind is just an aspect of your being, just as your body is an aspect of your being, but neither one of them is who you are. Another you that can choose to pay attention to what's going on inside you, to the world within. Observe your thoughts and return your attention inward. This is the practice of mindfulness, of being in charge of what you pay attention to. Servant to your mind and body, but being the empowered master of your mind and body. Some of us, it is very hard to let go of the idea that we are not who we think we are, that our identity is not what it's been built up to be over our life, but that's what we must do. We must return to that truth which lies deep within us. That we are more than our minds, are more than our bodies. And we can experience and know that aspect of ourselves right here and now. Surrender and let go of control. We must soften and give up. We must pay attention. For as we pay attention, our state changes. Absorbed we become on our internal self, the more absorbed we become with our inner self, the quieter our mind becomes, the more relaxed our body becomes. So we must practice focusing, paying attention, letting go just a little bit more. We must choose to let go. Make the choice right now. Choose to let go in this moment. I choose to surrender control. I choose to remember who I truly am. Remember that I am not that small mind. I'm not the product of my past and my history and my experiences. That I am born of something infinite and eternal. Infinite and eternal presence lives within me right now. It's alive within me. And I put my awareness on that, on the divine presence within me. It's alive. It's real. Pain. a divine presence in you. We know that. We understand that. We have intellectually studied and agreed with that. We know it's true. Now, we must surrender to it. Resistance. Our body will offer resistance. That's okay. That's because the belief is that it's not safe to let go. It's not safe be in control. But we know that's not true. We know that what's waiting for us is peace, love, truth, depth, rightness. That's what's on the other side of the resistance. There's nothing to fear, and the fear is not a solid wall. It is not the end of the road. It is this jumping off point. It is merely stepping through the bubble. Fear is only thoughts. There is nothing to be afraid of. It's only our mind at work. And we know that there is the divine alive within us. Feels to be held in the arms of love. To be completely safe. To be at home. To know the rightness of your being. Experience the loving presence within me that cares for me. always with me, always in me, that's always been here, that's never abandoned me. It was I who turned away. Fit of rage, I blamed God for abandoning me as I turned away from God. But it wasn't true. Divine presence within you has never been capable of anything but loving you unconditionally. It only knows perfection. It is only capable of perfect expression. And you are perfect expression of it. You are an inextricable part of it. You're created from it and of it, by it. You exist of love, the vast pool. It surrounds you, it permeates you, it flows through you. Surrender to it, it will hold you. Safe now. Open your heart and make the choice to open to love. There's great love for you here now, within you, allow it to fill you, allow it to consume you, allow it to fill your awareness. This is your true nature. This is your true ground of being. This is your I am. You are the infinite, the eternal, the divine. Who you are, your mind and your body are merely aspects of this divine, unconditionally loving, creative power. Your mind and body expression as a perfect creation of a perfect creator. It's time for you to open your heart and your mind to the truth that you are a radiant being of light that draws on an infinite power, an infinite potential, unlimited possibilities. Infinite means infinite. It means there is no end, there is no limit. There are no limits. This is the truth about you. You can object in any way you want. It means nothing. It is merely the activity of your mind. You can't stop the truth. You can't change it. You can't deny it. It will always be the truth. It will never be any different. Infinite and an eternal means infinite and eternal, all the time, not just some of the time. Surrender. Let go. You have all the resources of this divine power within you. Precious gift. It's an opportunity to experience in a way that is completely unique. The creative power, the divine presence within you, it's created this amazing opportunity for you to experience yourself, to feel what it feels like to be God in action, to be love in form. Supported. You have all the power of the universe behind you, supporting you. Amazing. You're beautiful. You are unique. Set yourself free now. Set yourself free and be the amazing, loving presence that you are. Thank you for being here. It's my honor and privilege to spend this time with you. I appreciate your presence here. I look forward to our next time together, and until then, I wish you all the best.